The Exploding Frog. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There was once a frog that lived in a pond. One day, her son happened to see an elephant near a pond. "Wow, what is this? Such a huge animal."
"Mother, today I saw a huge animal."
"Really? How big was the animal?"
"Oh, it was much bigger than you."
"This much bigger?"
"Oh no, much bigger."
"This much bigger?"
"No, no, mother, much bigger than that."
In this way, the mother frog gradually puffed up her body more and more, and each time the baby frog would continue to tell her, "Much bigger, much bigger." Finally, while trying to puff up her body beyond limits, the frog's belly exploded with a big bang.
Purport.
The insignificant living entities who consider themselves as Parabrahma, Para, Supreme, Brahma, Absolute Being, or as if nothing is equal to or greater than themselves, in spite of the fact that they are simply misconceived, insignificant entities constitutionally engaged in devotional service, take a fancy to be equal in perfection with a liberated soul. They are usually destroyed like a puffed-up frog due to their false ego. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, "Jnani jivan mukta dasa painu karimane, vastuta buddhi shuddha nahe krishna bhakti vine, mayadhisha mayavasha, ishvara jive bhed, hena jiva ishvara saha kahata abhed." Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu, iha na kahiva, jiva hame krishna gyan, kobu na koriva, sanyasi chitta kana jiva, kirana kana sama, sodaishvara purna krishna hoye suyapama, jiva ishvara tatva kobhuk nahe sama, jvaladagni rashi jaiches pulingeda kana, jai muda kahe, jiva ishvara hoye sama, seita pashandi hoye dandetare yama. There are many philosophical speculators, jnanis, belonging to the Mayavad school who consider themselves liberated and call themselves Narayana. However, their intelligence is not purified unless they engage in Krishna's devotional service. The Lord is the master of the potencies and the living entity is the servant of them. That is the difference between the Lord and the living entity. However, you declare that the Lord and the living entities are one and the same. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately exclaimed, "Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing. A sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole. Just as a shining molecular particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself. Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences. But the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole. A living entity and the absolute personality of Godhead are never to be considered equal, just as a fragmental spark can never be considered the original flame. A foolish person who says that the supreme personality of Godhead is the same as the living entity is an atheist and he becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamraj." Note: by narrating this fable of the exploding frog, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada used to instruct that it is better to be a good man than to be a big one. "I am Brahman, I am Siddha, I am Vaishnava, I am Pandita, I am self-realized." This sort of false ego is the root cause of the fallen entity's bondage. One who is enlightened with pure devotion for Sri Hari never conceives himself to be the lord of this material nature or the enjoyer of this material world as a great worker, a great preacher and the like. Such a person should realize himself as insignificant as eternal dust particles under the feet of his spiritual master and of all the Vaishnavas. He possesses a very candid humility all the time in his heart. A living entity can never be Parabrahma, just as Ravana can never be Lord Sri Ramchandra.